Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's February 5th, 2016. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States. I'm coming to you from Central West Virginia, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. Our title today is The Helmet of Salvation, but I want to go to Ephesians chapter 6, which talks about the full armor of God. The helmet of salvation is very important because the helmet protects the mind. It's a very important part of an ancient soldier's armament because it protected his head. If his head was wounded, then the rest of the body didn't function real well. So, of course, there's headgear today, but they say that Paul, when he wrote the book of Ephesians chapter 6, that he was standing or chained to a Roman guard. And at that time and period, the greatest soldiers on the face of the earth were the Romans. You know, they were the Roman Empire. They ruled for a long time, and they done that by might. They knew how to fight. They knew how to carry out warfare. And we don't like to talk about it a lot, but the Bible declares that me and you are engaged in warfare if we name the name of Jesus Christ. So we need to put on the full armor of God. Like I said, I titled it The Helmet of Salvation, but we'll probably touch on others here today as God would give us grace into his word. He said his word would never come back void, but do that which he said it to do. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare, Paul knew that he was in a battle. He knew that he was in warfare. Now, we probably talked about this a lot on the broadcast, but, there's some things that just bear repeating, and I don't think we can put enough emphasis on the warfare that we are in today. It's not a game. It's not the so-called, what the world played or anything about it, but Dungeons and Dragons. It's not animated on a an Xbox screen, but this is a real warfare that is going on in the world today. And as I said before, if you name the name of Jesus Christ, then there is a target on your back. But Satan and his minions does not by no means care for you, and they would rejoice at your destruction. That's why the Word of God says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he would destroy and seeking whom he would devour. So 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not fleshly. They do not lean upon the arm of flesh. We cannot battle in the flesh. There's nothing that the flesh can do by no means to help us win this warfare. But Paul said they are mighty, 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 mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, when we say through God, that there implicates the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because the Word of God declares he thought it not robbery to put himself equal with God Almighty. He was God incarnate. The Word of God says, he told them, the Pharisees, he said, before Abraham was, he said, I am. Really upset them because, they said, this is simply a carpenter's son, though. He was Jesus Christ. He was the Savior of the world. He was the Messiah. So we wrestle not, as we're going to learn here, against flesh and blood. But Word of God says that through God's provisions that he has made when Jesus Christ was crucified at the cross, there's still power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. The Word of God declares that we can pull down strongholds in our lives. Now, this is one thing that the enemy has lied to God's people about for years, is the fact that sometimes we settle back and we just accept the situation we're in, and we've come reasoned in our heart, so to speak, that this is just something I have to deal with. There's nothing that can be done about it, that I have to live with it. But for this reason, and I say this every broadcast, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So he says, our weapons are not carnal. In Ephesians chapter 6, he says, verse 10, finally, my brethren, he says, be strong in the Lord, not in ourselves, but in the Lord, and in the power of his might. There again, there's that word might that's spoken about in 2 Corinthians 10:14. So there is some might in the power of God. The work that Jesus done on the cross provided the believer with power. He said, behold, I give you power over all power of the enemy. That word power is, I'm not a Greek scholar, but it reads dunamis, which is where we get our modern day word dynamite, which means explosive. It means that which is ours upon our receiving it by faith, that we have weapons that we can war with, that we are not helpless, we are not defenseless, but the Word of God says that he will give us defenses, and his defenses comes from what he did at the cross 2,000 years ago. And he says in Acts 4:20, the apostles, and with great power gave the apostles, listen now, with great power gave the apostles witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. This is where we get our power from, is the finished work of Jesus Christ. His death, where he shed his blood, where he took the sins of the world upon himself, where he overcame the devil. The Bible says that he made an open shame of every power and every principality, that he completely defeated Satan and his minions at the cross, and he has given that to us. Well, the Bible says we have a heritage in Jesus Christ. There was a divine exchange that happened at the cross. We had nothing we could give him except ourselves, but he took our sin, and he gave us his life. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man comes unto the Father except it be through me. So with great power gave the apostles witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. I like in the book of Zechariah, Zerubbabel building the temple, and the Word of God says to go tell Zerubbabel that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And he said, speak to Zerubbabel, grace, grace. This is where we are today. We are living under unmerited favor. There's nothing we can do to help along our salvation except faith. We believe. We testify with our mouth. We believe in our heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead 2,000 years ago. We believe the finished work and everything that was laid out in Isaiah chapter 53 and what all he done for us. And Paul said that be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now he says there's something we have to do, that we have to make a choice, that we're going to believe that there is a whole armor of God. He said, put on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now the wiles are his weapons, his devices, his strategies, which he has strategies. He's Word of God declares before he fell and became Satan, he was Lucifer, he was the light bearer. Some say he was the he was a creation, of course, but he was probably at that time the most powerful before he fell angel in the heavens. You can read Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28 and learn about who he was and what he was before the fall and what he became because of pride, and pride always comes before a fall. The Bible said he was the cherub that covered. He had some responsibilities. Some say he reigned over this earth until he fell. But we know that he was a very powerful being and not giving him any glory or any praise, just stating what the Word of God says, and he fell from the graces of God, and ever since then he has done everything he can to discombobulate God's kingdom, which will never work, but his prime objective is to destroy God's people and God's creation. He is 2 Corinthians 4:4. I probably say this every broadcast, that he is the God of this world, and he seeks to blind people, and he is doing it today. But the Bible says we walk in light and the marvelous light. Amen. So he says, for we wrestle. So that indicates warfare. Not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We have no confidence, Philippians 3:3, for we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, have no confidence in the flesh. He said, we are the Jews, in other words, which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ. You have no confidence in the flesh. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. He says, we don't wrestle. We don't contend. Faith. The Word of God says that these powers are very organized. Satan has what we call a pecking order, so to speak. Big demons, little demons, I guess, to put it bluntly. But there's master spirits, there's principalities. There's, I believe the Bible indicates, especially in the book of Daniel, there are those that have dominion, or not dominion, but to those that are left, but have areas in which they patrol, I guess, and try to bring havoc. But Word of God says the rulers of the darkness of this world. Why? Because of the fall. Because of the fall of man. Because man, Adam, gave up his birthright, so to speak. His right was to have dominion over the earth. The Bible says he even named the animals to be a caretaker of the earth, but he relinquished that to Satan, and for a time and a season, I said before, he is the God of this world, and he has caused havoc for eons, so to speak, and he's still working today. But according to the Word of God, we have power over him, and there again, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. We cannot fight him in the flesh. So we have established that we wrestle against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The Bible declared, I believe, that there's three heavens. There's the one we can see, the firmament, and there's the second heaven and the third heaven. I believe the third heaven is where God Almighty dwells, and the second heaven is where all the spiritual warfare goes on, and it's going on right now. Bible declared in the book of Revelation, and there was war in heaven. We haven't reached the time of peace yet, but it's coming, because the Prince of Peace, the Word of God declares, shall set his foot on the Mount of Olives. He declare himself to be Lord. Amen. And he'll rule from Jerusalem with a rod of iron, and the scepter will not depart from the tribe of Judah. He says, but we have to, verse 13 of the book of Ephesians 6, wherefore take ye into the whole armor of God, that ye might stand against the wiles or the evil day, having done all to stand. 1 Thessalonians 5:8, but let us who are of the day, this day, where we're at right now, this day in which we live, a time of this age, a time and a season where we are coming to the end of this age. He says, let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For a helmet, the hope of salvation. That's trusting God. That's trusting God. That's doing everything we can to rely on the power and on the spirit of an almighty God. And the Bible says, having to do everything, having done all to stand. The Word of God says, 1 Peter 5:9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We're not the first generation to ever fight the powers of darkness. But I do believe that there is an increase as man lets. And before this man of sin, the son of perdition, be revealed, there is an increase in evil activity, and most of that is against Christians, against those that believe in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says in Ephesians 6:14, he says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now, I don't have time to get on all this today, but we know that truth sets us free, that truth is very important. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, not our righteousness, but there again, we are putting on the armor of God that God has provided. We can't go to some sporting goods store and buy this armor. This armor is supernatural, provided by the work that Jesus Christ done on the cross 2,000 years ago, like I said before, where he put every principality and power to shame, and he overcame. And the Bible declares that if he overcame, then me and you are overcomers. The Word of God declared, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He says in verse 15, and your feet shod, or put on, when I was a kid, we shod our horses, put horseshoes, put protection on their feet so they would not get a stone bruise or some kind of infection. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Preparation. The Bible says Jesus Christ was crucified from the foundation of the earth. Once again, we are talking about something that is provided for us. There's nothing we can do to earn this. This is ours for the taking by faith. And he says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What is gospel? Gospel is good news. Gospel is good news. And he said in verse 16, like I said, I titled this the helmet of salvation, but like I said, it starts at the head, but we're going to try to cover some of these today, and I don't have a lot of time, so we can't get into it in depth, but you can study about the full armor of God, and God will help you with this and realize that it has been provided, because see, God, the Word of God says the Word of God was written by inspiration, was given unto the apostles and those that penned the Word of God, and it is to provide us with help within the days in which we live, to give us tools, so to speak. And these are the that we're talking about today, is the full armor that God has given. Above all, taking on the shield of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Wherewith ye are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, I could talk probably 2 hours about fiery darts and how they operate, and how all of us have experienced these fiery darts that sometimes try to penetrate our minds. But Paul said you can extinguish these by faith and the shield of faith. When you see it coming, we lift up the shield. And the shield of faith is just not something that's movable around by hand, but the Roman shield covered the head to the foot. It covered the entire body, and behind that was the helmet. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I'm going to read Thessalonians 5:8 again. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. There again, putting emphasis on the fact that nothing we can do to earn this. Nothing we can do. Take on the helmet. And he says, the sword, which is the Word of God, which is quick and powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword, and cuts asunder, and divides, and discerns the Word of God, quick and powerful, which God said will never ever pass away. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never ever pass away. That which he puts above his own name is his word. The Word of God declares he seeks to perform his word. Word of God says precept upon precept, line upon line, every T crossed and every I dotted. In other words, it's God's way. We must know God's way. The Bible says, search ye the scriptures, wherein ye shall find salvation. The Word of God declares, learn of me, know of me, that I am meek and I am lowly. Amen. Know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. What he did on the cross 2,000 years ago that saved us, that keeps us even today. So take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He sent his word, and he healed them. He sent his word, and he healed them. Proclamation, proclaim the word of God over your life. I like to pick up the word of God, and instead of you or whatever it might be, or a pronoun, I put my name in there. In other words, it applies to me alone at that particular time. It is what it's what I need. And we speak the word of God over our lives. We proclaim it. Confess with your mouth. This is what the word of God says to do. Amen. He says, praying always. Praying how much? Always. Another weapon that we can use is prayer, intercessory prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Well, that's a powerful scripture right there, that we are to pray always. Paul said, pray without ceasing, with supplication. In other words, spending time in our prayer closets. And he says, watch. Be watchmen on the wall with all perseverance. The word endurance comes to mind. The word of a marathon, so to speak, rather than a sprint. That God will keep us until the very end of this thing if we totally draw upon the weapons that he has provided for our warfare. He said, I would that none would perish. I know the thoughts I have towards you. I would that you'd prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And you need to study this Ephesians chapter 6. I've only got a half an hour, and then we couldn't exhaust it. Amen. This is something. You know, the Word of God is amazing. That it's glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. It's just so full of wisdom. That's because the Spirit of God penned it and wrote it. The Holy Spirit. Scripture was given by inspiration of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Pray. But I don't feel like praying. Pray anyhow. I don't feel like believing. Then believe anyhow. When you've done all to stand, then just stand. Leave those things that are behind. The Word of God said, count it all but loss, that you might press towards the high mark of the high calling. There needs to be some perseverance. I think Christians have had this perception that we are under autopilot, that, you know, there's nothing we do. We just stand around. No. We have to be active in our faith. The Word of God says, contend for the faith as once given unto saints. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You pray for ourselves, and we pray for our brothers and our sisters. We come together in one common bond and one common goal in unity. We might not be able to agree on what kind of cars we want to drive, how we want to wear our hair, what kind of clothes we want to wear. But we can agree on the common thing that Jesus Christ was crucified for our sins. Study the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Do word studies on it. Let the Spirit of God lead you into this. He'll give us, he gives us revelation. And only through the Spirit and power of God, through his word, that was penned from the foundation of the world, as Christ was crucified from the foundation of the world. God God's plan of salvation for man lies in this Bible that I have my hand on right now, all 66 books. The Old Testament points to Jesus Christ, and the New Testament fulfills what the Old Testament pointed to. Amen. So trust the Lord today that he'll not let you fall if you trust him. The Bible says if we are weak, then he is strong. The meek shall inherit here. I like the story of Gideon, who he wasn't real fond about going out and fighting the battle. But the Word of God declares, God said, I've made you a man of valor. And that's what he wants to do to us, strengthen us in our lives. We need the strength. If you don't know Jesus today, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Call upon his name today, and he will save you. Turn from your ways. Repent means to return. And the Word of God declares that he'll save our souls. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved and shall be delivered. You're healing in your body by his stripes. You're healed. And, amen. He says in James 5, call the elders of the church. If any sick among you, call the elders of the church. And he says, anoint them with oil and pray the prayer of faith, and they shall be healed. If any sin in their life, it shall be forgiven of them. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word today. I ask you today, you said, don't come back void. Touch somebody's life today with your word. Lord, we've done the best we can today to deliver, Father. And I just ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you give us all greater revelation of who you are and what you are and what you have provided for us, Father. And let us put on that whole armor of God that we might stand against the wiles of the devil in these last days. Until next time, God bless.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthinthword777@gmail.com. Word of God declares, look up for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.